For many days, Ichnan sojourned with Idondares, sailing, although the latter wondered why Ichnan was not overjoyed at having found purpose, for in fact, Ichnan was rather distant toward him, and no longer was content to attend to his philosophizing. Still, Ichnan fulfilled his duties in the operation of the ship Spray Skimmer, but he could not take such pleasure as did Idondares in the mastery of the sea. But it came to pass one day that Spray Skimmer would not obey the will of Idondares. Indeed, it was as if she were in the grip of some dread monster of the deep. Faster, faster sped she, and suddenly Ichnan espied land, a line of breakers smashing upon a low-lying ridge of stone just ahead. For the first time since Ichnan knew, the face of Idondares showed fear as he struggled to veer the ship. But 'twas to no avail. With a sickening, grinding crunch, Spray Skimmer dashed herself upon the rock. Thrown bodily into the sea was Ichnan, with Mjolnir the hammer. Thrown also was the mariner Idondares, who struck his head upon the alighting. Thus it fell to Ichnan to wrest from the pounding surf not just self and hammer, but companion as well. The mighty thews of Ichnan prevailed o'er the waters, and he gained the beach, where, depositing his burden, Idondares, he turned himself about to look upon the vessel's Spray Skimmer and watched her sad remnant slide beneath the waves. And when her last vestige had vanished, Ichnan heard him a rushing sound behind, and turning about again, he looked down upon the sand where he had placed Idondares. And lo, the body of the seafarer was surrounded as by a mist. And as Ichnan watched, there came a wrenching sound. And where there had been one, now there were two.